I want to talk about something that very few people talk about, guys. Little known player, flies under the radar a little bit. Virat Kohli. He's become very good at IPL cricket. He wasn't always, actually, if you're a Virat fan, just fast forward this bit of my speech. But he wasn't always this good an IPL player. In fact, he wasn't, there's a lot of people talking him up when he wasn't particularly good. But the last three and a half years, whatever it's been now, he has reached another level. What do you think that is? Because obviously he dropped off in Test cricket in that time. Why do you think we're seeing this, Virat? Is this just because he realized that the game had evolved too far away? Or do you think he's spending more time trying to win? Obviously, he won a title with RCB.
Like, what I've seen with him is he's a almost zero risk kind of a batter, like very methodological driven, but he would not take a risk unless he's 100% sure about it. So one reason is he never sweeps in Test cricket, though he has a sweep shot. We saw that in 2014. BGT, when he was able to play those sweep shots of Nathan Lyon.
And I love it when he says something like that. We're all supposed to remember that.
Yeah, the twin hundreds, we know. The twin hundreds as a first match as a captain, right? So, but he would never bring that out in India because he's not kind of sure about the bounce. And also, that's how he basically programs his entire batting. So, I think with the addition of impact player, he's realized that he can maybe push the envelope to a completely different level. And he's been able to take more risks. We can see it from the numbers also, right?
The impact he's had in the last couple of years compared to before is crazy, right?
And also he's added a couple of shots to his repertoire, like the slog sweep that he is now playing, which gives him more freedom against spin. His first 10 balls where he was kind of having a strike rate of 115 and has gone up to 174 this season. So definitely he's pushing that to a limit and that's helping his team for sure.
I don't like to talk to you about Virat.
Why?
I don't want you to get in trouble. But I know that you said he was the best IPL bat of all time, and he wasn't. He might now be getting, maybe not in that conversation, but getting up the list is the way I would look at it because of what he started doing. But it does sort of tell us, and we've seen Steve Smith do this when Steve Smith wanted to play in the Olympics as well. These guys were holding themselves back a little bit, right? Did you ever feel like you were being held back because of the way that the game was being played? Like, do you think if you were playing now, I'm not saying you would do what Virat's doing, but would this have suited you more as well?
100%. I grew up in an era where we were discouraged to play.
Wasn't even allowed to wear sunglasses.
Yeah, I know. Discouraged to play shots, right? Yeah. We were asked to play more along the ground. And so I think I was speaking to you guys.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was speaking to you guys the other day where I felt like, dude, if I was playing cricket in this era, it would have been so much fun.
Yeah.
Because I would have been able to express myself completely, right?
Do you think that's unlocked Virat then?
It has. But I also think there's another thing that's unlocked him. I think the captaincy not being on him anymore has unlocked this as well. Because I think when he was captain, he was so driven. And one of the geniuses of Virat is that he was so driven to pick the team to victory by himself, that he played a certain way to be able to produce results that he wanted to produce for himself and for the team, right? Today, that doesn't exist. And it took a while. Like, I felt like there was a period of time in wilderness for him where he was trying to find where he fell in the whole scheme of things within the group once captaincy went away from him. Because it almost felt like he felt lost as to, and without purpose suddenly, without captaincy. And we saw that affecting his form. We saw that affecting his demeanor a little bit. He went soul searching, became even more spiritual, kind of found a place of where he can exist. And I think from that place, today, he approaches batting from a place of, I have a role to fulfill. I need to fulfill that role to the best of my ability and trust that it's going to work out in the end.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's doing. If you've seen the last 2 years, I think he's just doing absolutely that. Comes with the utmost amount of clarity, goes out there, plays shots, plays very positively. He still bats the way he bats in the past, but I think there's a lot more freedom right now. And there's a lot more expressiveness about just the cricket he's playing. I don't think he can express himself more than he does. But I think with his batting, it's just become a lot more expressive. It just comes out so much more.
It just feels like a little bit off the hook, doesn't it? Whereas before he was, you know, playing the way that he thought that you had to play that form of cricket. Talking about someone who's found a lot through spirituality, Rob. We were looking at this the other day. It was actually Rakshit, our producer. We're going to throw completely under the... He asked the question of whether KL Rahul had a better career than Virat Kohli in the IPL. And Robbie's... Look at Robbie's face. I think Robbie, that's a no from Robbie Ruckshit. You can edit that in. But the interesting thing is, and me and Byron did a podcast about this, is Kale Royals had a 6-year peak that is ridiculous.
It's more like a 10-year peak.
So if you look at Kale Royal, he had like a 6-year period with like a big block of making runs quite consistently. So that a long peak. David Warner had a similar peak. But if you look at Coley, it is a bit more up and down. Like, he's had some ridiculous years, but he's also had some years where he hasn't had really any impact. Even years where he's had low average, right? And he hasn't really had a big chunk together. The last, is it 3.5 years? Yeah, so it'll be 4 years. Let's call this a full season. He's actually ramped himself up quite a bit, and he's finally hit that level. What do you think is the difference there?
There's loads of things at play here.
Tell me
so playing devil's advocate and being very careful with my words around
gotta
this individual.
Be.
Yeah.
You were saying off mic that you hated Virat personally.
No, I wasn't. And his detractors could have argued that in years gone by, Virat was slightly more concerned with the orange cap than he was with the IPL trophy. Let's say that.
His detractors would say, no one in this room.
Detractors,
maybe Rakshit, our producer.
Rakshit said it all the time. And there was a time, right, and I study stats all the time, and I study delivery prices, ball prices, right, how likely you are to score X amount of runs off each ball. And there was a bit with Virat where post-power play, this is reasonably recently, post-power play, he was almost a certainty to score a single off every ball of spinny face until he got to 50, which is, in my head, an arbitrary number, but in cricketers' heads, a really important number. And as soon as he got to 50, he then started gunning everything. So he was a certainty to get a single off every ball of spinny face from whether he was on 28 or 35 or 38 after the power play. Cricket changed in the last couple of years. You could argue it's a personnel thing, but when he's batting with Gale and De Villiers, he's just like, well, I'll anchor and they can do all the whacking.
But he still should have been more consistent with his runs then, right? That's
true.
The fascinating thing about
but
that.
But you also have a thing now. So I would say recent Virat, last couple of years, much more focused on the team's performance and we want to win the IPL and I'm going to play like this. And for us to win the IPL, if I bat like this, we have a better chance, therefore I will. It coincided with cricket changing because of Impact Sub and the other big switch in cricket in IPL, which is this year and this year alone, was we've had no fun chases. We've had two, right? We had the Chowdhury one for LSG and we had the ridiculous Miller deciding not to take the run that would have made them more likely to win and then they lost. So we've had two fun chases in the whole IPL and we've had millions of 200 scores, right? Loads of 200 chases that have been boring as hell. And in years gone by, we had loads of really fun chases. When you were playing, Robbie, they were every day.
Yeah.
Like, Dhoni was deliberately doing them every single game, but there were loads of fun chases all the time. Cricket now they've actually realised best time to belt it is power play, field restrictions, hard ball, let's go. And you have all these kids coming along, Arya and Suyavanchi, and everybody just gunning it in the power play. And they think, actually, the best way to chase 220 is not defer all the risk, hope you score 3 overs of 17 at the end, because you're actually only about 1 in 6 to do that. It's break the back of it in the power play, and then you've done it, right? If you scored 8, and they are scoring 80, 90, 100 now in the first 6 overs, you've done it. And Virat has realised that. He's really smart, and he's really good at cricket. And he went, I'm not going to do this anymore. Our best chance of winning the IPL this year is for us to whack the power play. He's also got Bethel at the other end for half the season this season, who can't score a run, right? He's not a T20 opener. Nobody's realised that. RCB, I don't know why. It's not a T20 opener. He's been chewing balls all the way. And Virat's gone, well, I can't do this thing where I call to 50. I'm belting. And he's been slightly lucky this season, but he's been belting.
Yeah.
And he's, what was it? 170-something strike rate for the first 10 balls. That's unheard of for Virat. And it's awesome.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
But that's the thing I was talking to you about, isn't exactly what he's saying. I think as far as cricket intelligence is concerned, He's one of the best out there. And I think the fact that when he was captain, there was a way he approached batting from a place where it's like, I have to do everything. So even the way he picked teams said that, he had Chris at the top with him, and then he had AB in the middle, and then there were just sometimes just random people in the lineup, right?
Very harsh on Sachin Baby, one of my favorite players.
So given that, today I think there's a team that exists there where he doesn't have captaincy anymore. And there's a team that's built there, and it's built with, okay, role-specific players. And it's been built out like that. And so he knows that this is my role at the top. He's getting the preferred role that he wants. But he also knows that I have to play my role for the others to be able to play theirs, to be able for us to win a championship. And he experienced that last year, which is why they're doubling down on it this year. He's doubling down on it this year.
So the brief three-minute period at which I was working with RCB, they said one of the biggest problems they had with him was, you both kind of touched on it, which was if he was batting with AB, he would automatically get a single to get AB on strike, right? Or Gale on strike. And they were like, but you've got a good matchup here and you smash this kind of bowling. Why don't you attack as well? And he couldn't do that. The other thing that he had issues with is if he didn't trust the player at the other end, he would hog the strike and then also get the single off the last ball. So he might even dot up a little bit. And so it feels in a batting lineup like this, I know Bethel is probably the odd man out because Salt hasn't been around, but in a batting lineup like this, Robbie, he should be attacking the pace early on, right? Yeah. Which he has been doing for India as well.
Doing this
yeah,
year,
right.
Yeah.
And also he's taking the odd risk off spin, which he wasn't doing before.
Yeah.
So I think some of it is impacts up, but some of it is just assembling a good team around him.
Yes.
We know he's had problems before when India or any of his franchises don't have long batting lineups, right? He can't help. There's an element. It's what makes him such a great chaser is probably what causes problems, which is he does think he has to do everything on his own.
That's
sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of the things.
Exactly.
And it's what he grew up with, right? As in, when he was young and he saw India losing matches, one of the things he said to himself as a youngster was that when I play for India, I'm going to win matches for India by myself. Yeah. And that became his primary driving force as a batter. Right, and I think he overextended on it a little bit, which is fair, and that brought out the genius that we've all experienced as Virat as a batter. But I think the relief of being able to release that role of a leader and then play a role for the team and still end up being one of the top performers has been just a delight to watch.
So I'll basically, to be honest, I'll give a context to this also. 2024 season, there was a match between SRH and RCB. So
that no one else remembers.
No, I'm just kind of so RCB was batting first and he was tied down by Shahbaz, who's playing for LSG now. And he, I think, blonde.
Not playing.
He played a couple of matches for LSG. So and he kind of blocked him because, again, he was not trusting the guys on the other side. RCB won that match. Before that match, they were seven matches, six losses, something of that sort. Then they added Swapnil Singh to their side, who used to come in as an impact player, who'd bat at eight and would even do some of the bowling in the power play.
Decent bowler.
And he's been I think he was your part of your team in 2008 in Mumbai also.
As a youngster, he was, yes.
So it completely switched the way Virat was kind of approaching the IPL, because now he went on air to say that addition of Swapnil gave him the extra freedom to kind of go for the shots, which we were not doing. And we saw what all happened to RCB post that. They were able to reach the playoffs from literally a situation which nobody could even think of. And that 2024, they won the trophy in 25. And 26, we know that they are among the front runners for the trophy. So in last 2.5 seasons, once he realized that he has that cushion to kind of just go a little overboard with his hitting because there's an extra batter there, the whole thing changed for him. So that kind of validates what even Robbie said, that he always wanted that freedom, otherwise he'll always take it on himself. And understanding that where impact player kind of comes in and how it overall impacts the whole game has completely gave a completely different dimension to his game altogether.
You mentioned also before about Rahul Dravid playing a part in this.
He just went on record recently in one of the pods where he said that once he was kind of taken down from the captaincy, Indian captaincy, he had a lot of personality issues. He felt as if he was kind of faking it on the ground, and then Rahul Dravid actually helped him out to kind of get off that. And as Robbie also mentioned, got into spirituality, all those things. and in a way took a good couple of years to kind of find himself. And coincidentally, we can say that all those things happened simultaneously for him, where he understood the impact player rule better. RCB also gave him the cushion with addition of Swapnil Singh. And by that time, he'd also rediscovered himself from the slump or what say or the jolt that he had after he was kind of taken down from the captaincy. So all that thing married together perfectly for him around the mid-2024 season. And from then onwards, we all know that what he's kind of achieved is phenomenal.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Ruckshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.